Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's your boy, Pretty Tony, once again. You know, Can a Player Play live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m., me and the usual suspects. Sir K. Diddy, Esquire, the Elixir of Love, a title he ain't never really explained, but we're going to roll with that. Sir K. Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed. I am blessed and highly favored, as they say. Was that my new intro song? Was that song about me for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. The ladies have sent the emails in, and one of the big questions everybody's asking is, what exactly is the Elixir of Love, sir?
Well, the thing is, you know, when I was trying to find something that would totally identify me, I came up with the Love Tonic, but I just didn't really like that ring, you know what I'm saying? So I had to come up with something with had the proper flavor for the proper swag, so that's what I came up with. Something to get directly in the system that it don't have to, like, linger. I hope I explain that, you know, and if that wasn't good enough, please hit me up in the chat room, and I can explain further for those that are quite as fast.
Well, ladies, you can put it out there for y'all. Anybody that has any further questions for K. Diddy, please do hit him up in the chat room, and he'll clarify any and all questions pertaining to the Elixir of Love title.
Absolutely.
Before we go any further, I want to make sure I say a big happy birthday shout out to the Diva of Flavor, Miss Joy LaShawn. It's her birthday, and let's just say she's overdone it and she's still overdoing it. So she won't be with us today because she's doing it big.
Right
so
on.
So happy
right
birthday,
on.
Strong. Happy 29th birthday. And we hope you're doing it big. We're going to hold it down for you. You want to
absolutely
add anything to that statement?
Yes, yes, yes. My girl, no, I'm definitely wishing her a happy birthday and 129 more. You know what I mean? Because I know she's going to do it. And I know wherever she at, she doing it for us and everybody else's birthday today.
Well, anyway, last week we had a show called Too Much, Too Slow, Slow Your Roll, Baby. This week we're doing the part two to this show because it was so off the chain because it got really heated. I got emails and stuff. Some people agreed with me. Some people agreed with K. Diddy. And for those of y'all joining us for the first time, let me tell you exactly what it was about. We just met. We're getting to know each other. You know what I mean? 1 week, 2 weeks, even a month. I personally don't feel that that's time for you to be digging all off in my private affairs, you know, wanting to meet my mama, wanting to get to know this and get to know that and running background checks and calling up business associates. We're not on that level yet. K. Diddy's point of view. Matter of fact, I'm going to let him tell you his point of view on that.
My point of view was every situation is different. Every circumstance is totally relevant to the individual. And what I'm saying is, depending on what your intentions are, will most times dictate your next action. If this is just something that you picked up in a club and you know you just want to hit it, then no, you don't care about nothing else. You don't even really want to know nothing else. All you just really want to know is how soon, how quick, and is it going to be all right? But then again, if you have a serious interest in an individual and you might think they have a chance or potential to go a little further, then you might want to inquire a little deeper to see if what you're thinking and what you're feeling is on point. You know what I'm saying? Because time go by so quick, you don't want to invest a whole bunch of time and energy in something that ain't going nowhere anyway. So my attitude is, yeah, if it's something you're interested in, kind of the sooner the better you find out what's up so you don't waste a whole bunch of time. Because there are people that's invested years in relationships and wake up one day and find out they don't even know who they with. So that's my
angle. Hey, okay, that's K. Diddy's angle. And like I said, I stand on the opposing side of that. But my question to K. Diddy that we didn't get into last week is, okay, I met you. I'm interested in you. I see us doing some things. When is it appropriate for me to start running background checks and verifying your credentials?
Well, everybody have their own little test mechanisms. You know I'm famous for giving tests to see how people complete whatever task or test I give them, and that would determine me whether or not they're going to be able to hold my interest or maintain my interest anyway. But everybody should, if they don't have some type of, you know, protective measures in place, you know, some type of guidelines, for lack of a better word. We all need guidelines, you know. We always talk about the checklist. I think those are appropriate, too, you know, because some things you just know is a waste of time and other things. But to your question, how soon is appropriate, that depends. That depends on what your interests are. I know if you're interested in somebody, you know, you're going to do whatever you feel is appropriate. The other person might not agree, but you're going to do what you feel is appropriate. So it's kind of hard to say when is appropriate, if there is such thing as an appropriate time.
And that's what I'm talking about, because I'm all about checking the track record, you know what I mean? Shout out to the book. Who is she? What is she to you? Page 28. in there I write, when you're getting to know somebody on wifey status, check her track record. Because when you're putting somebody on wifey status or husband status, I feel you need to know what's going on, where they've been, where they're going, how they're going to get there, because you're getting in the mix.
Yeah, you need to know. You need to know if she done killed her husband before you, your wife before you. You need to know what's up, because they may be just going from state to state, you know, to get your retirement and bump your ass off. You never know.
Absolutely. And, you know, what triggered this story or what triggered this show was a friend of mine informing me that, you know, a young lady met a dude after a week. She got to calling his business associates and stuff, checking up on him, checking background, you know. I don't feel after a week we on that level yet. After a week, I don't even really know you. You might not even know my last name. I think that is way too soon for you to be digging all in my background and this and that. But we not on that level yet.
I'm sorry, man, but I think you need to have that conversation with that girl's mama, because you know. That girl's mama told her to go out there and get a husband with a good job. So all she's trying to do is find out, are you that one?
They need to try to start some mess up in here already.
But see, I know if Joy was on here, she'd be saying just the contrary. So we'll put that out there. It goes for men too, ladies. So I don't want you just think that. You know, we up here think that it's only y'all be rolling like that.
Yo, information overload is what I call. We are the information overload generation. That's what I feel. That's what I know. You know what I mean? Too much too soon. So checking the track record is cool, but I think there should be some measure of restraint. Some, you know what I mean? We're also, the show is also about, you know, if I just met you, you can't want to meet my mama after a week or two. That's why we're talking about too much too soon. Slow your roll, baby. We're not only talking about you trying to run background checks and credit checks and planning weddings. I don't even know you like that. You know, what you want to meet my mama for? I don't want to meet your mama yet. You know, meet the mama and the kids and all that. That's time. You got to ease on into that. I don't think that's necessary even after the first month.
Would you also agree that any individual that don't have a serious interest in anybody don't want to meet anyone's parents anyway?
I ain't gonna put that out there, because matter of fact, that whole statement could be misinterpreted. What you mean by that? Please clarify that.
No, it can't be misinterpreted. I'm saying if you on a mission just to hit it and quit it, you ain't trying to meet nobody's mom and daddy anyway.
I understand that. That may be true, but at the same time, you know, there's the time and the place for everything, right? So
yeah, once you decide
long term. But, you know, I don't want to meet you. I met you Monday, and by Saturday you're trying to introduce me to your mama. Nah, you know, we got to ease on into that. That's putting too much expectations on a brother at that point.
Maybe they want their mama to see what they got.
But what I'm saying is after a week or two, you don't know what you got.
That's my point. Maybe they want their mama to see what they got, because maybe they don't know what they got. So they want their mama to see what they got in hopes that their mama might be able to tell them what they got.
And, you know, and to make this an equal opportunity conversation, I also want to say we're not only talking about females, we're talking about men. You know, you met Destiny at a strip club, local nightclub, walking down the block, whatever. You met her Monday. You and her get intimate, you know, by Thursday you planning to my, yeah, you can go on and move in, girl. Shout out to Playology, Doormat Danny, page 18. Playology, Doormat Danny. You know, everybody you meet, you fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know her like that. You can't be moving her in. I just met you Monday, by Thursday, you talking about, yeah, girl, you know, you can just go on and come stay over here with me, you know. In Cali, we got an old slang, it's an old saying, you know what I mean? We call that Captain Saver, here's no. You know, you're putting on your tape, you're flying in, and you don't even know what situation you're flying into. She might have a crazy baby daddy. That's getting out of pen in 30 days. Then you got that unnecessary drama. You got to know what you're flying into. Too much, too soon. Slow your roll, baby. Call in number 646-929-2870. On that note, we're going to take a quick little musical break here, and we're going to do a little something like this.
Hey, yeah.
I'm so very fly, oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. And you can say, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a sister. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's a chick. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie. I'm so very fly, oh my.
What it do, girl, with me? kind of she or her. Made me stumble on my words, made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works. Lock your eyes with the master plan, exchange of the names, lead to shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instinct, that instinct, the sevens I'ma add, knew she had the qualities I'm looking for, topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. No, she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material, the visuals, and living in this girl's world. So, of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a cupid's got the flu, it's true. I ain't seeing flies, you shouted girl, I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much pizza swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, go buy the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish to assist, let me know what it is. I forever got you, I'm patient with patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose, so if you wanna win a baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Can I play a play back in the building? Your boy, Pretty Dope, Pretty Tony, holding it down with my man, Kay Dizzolini, the Elixir of Love. We're talking about slowing your roll too much too soon. You know, we just getting this journey going. Not only that, wifey status, husband status, you know, driving a brother's car or a sister's car. When is all this too soon? When is all this appropriate? You know, 646-929-2870, jump in on the conversation, you know, running a brother's credit, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, I saw that you got a car repossessed like 2 years ago. What they got to do with you?
Now they want
I feel like you screening me for some time, and like KD said, your mama told you get a good man and try to milk him. What you running credit checks on me for, talking about I got a car repossessed 2 years ago? What they got to do with you?
Because they want to get a car, man. They need somebody with some good credit. That's a no-brainer, ain't it?
So there'll be a credit coming to the equation, and since they running credit checks, can a brother go run this? Because what you screening me so deep for? I know it's necessary if we're going to get married. You know, we got decisions to make if we're getting married.
Well,
some
states is a community state. So, you know, you put enough time in there, it's the same thing as saying I do. You said you did.
Oh, put that out there again, brother. Put that out there again. That's paying for you right there.
Yeah, shoot, it's been changed, baby. You put a whole bunch of time in there. You ain't even got to say, I do, because the way they look at it, they going to say, well, you did. So break bread anyway.
See the type of stuff you learn here in Can I Play a Play? Community property states, break bread. You ain't got to say, I do. You got to come up off that cheese, you know. 310, I'll see you in the chat room. You got anything you want to add, you know? Is this a topic that's moving you? 702, you can chime in. So you all can go ahead and listen to us. We got a whole lot to say.
Yep, don't be scared, because I know somebody probably want to know some information, or y'all probably want to know something about somebody and didn't know when was the proper time, if it was a proper time. But I still say it's all relative to the individual, what your interests are. I know I want to know everything I want to know, and that changes by the day, I guess. Some days I don't want to know nothing.
Now, hold on. So what happened to the good old days of just getting to know somebody, brother?
That is getting to know somebody.
By digging all off, and yeah, that's a little bit too much knowing.
I will make up your mind. You just said what happened to getting to know somebody. Now you're saying you got to get to know somebody at a certain time frame. So which one is it?
You know what? I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's surprising that you're digging off in my sins like that.
I don't know,
Look,
I'm like George. Anybody in the chat room want to comment on that? We want to hear what y'all got to say. You know the number, 646-929-2870. Call and let us know what you think. When is too soon?
Look,
you know,
information overload. I'm going to stick to that point, brother. Information overload, too much, too soon. I don't want no woman that I just met after 2 weeks, even a month, walking up to me talking about, so Tony, what happened to that house down in Texas? You like, what house? That house that was on 33rd Street and Broadway. And you like, how do you know that? What that got to do with you? A brother like me gonna get real offended. Now, like I said, I can see if we're engaged in a serious relationship. We're building a serious relationship. I can see if we're trying to build a future together. Yeah, we need to know these things.
Now, what happened?
We really should. But Tate just passed a comment that he thought slipped by me.
I just want to know a question, though. What happened?
Then he made up his mind what he's doing. Nah, I think that's wrong, man.
What happens when a breezy gets into you and she find out what your favorite food is and she hook you up some barbecue pig feet and some hog maws and some smothered vine sausage and have your favorite meal cooked for you, and then you're going to ask her, well, how did you know what my favorite food is? Would you get mad at her for that?
Nah, because obviously I told her.
No, not necessarily. She may have did some investigation on her own to find out what you like just because she wanted to please Pretty Tony.
And that's what it's all about, is pleasing each other. But like I said, there are limitations. Those are reasonable inquiries.
But ain't she ain't got no way. She ain't got no But she ain't got no way of knowing what your favorite food is outside of asking your sister, mother, brother, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, or your homeboy, because she wouldn't know necessarily unless you didn't tell her, but then maybe she didn't want to ask you because it's a surprise. She just wanted to please you, hook you up, so she didn't want to ask you. So how else would she know? But would you feel like she's going outside the box to ask somebody else close to you
you
like?
And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trap me because that is within a reasonable, amount of inquiry. You know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I don't need you telling me the longitude and latitude where I was 2 years ago. Or GPS in a brother's car talking about, yeah, last week your car was over in such and such neighborhood. What was it doing over there? You're like, what? Too much too soon. Baby got to slow her roll. And then when I say baby, I'm talking about even brothers. Some brothers, man, y'all be going way too fast. Way too soon, digging way too deep. And then you wonder why she mad at you. You could, personally, that tells me you got stalker tendencies, man.
Yeah, you can't be going up to her job, sitting outside, even when she drove herself to work, to see who she comes out and talk to. You can't be doing that kind of stuff, fellas.
Calling her on the phone, talking about why that client's sitting in your office so long. I don't know, for the same reason that they've been sitting there that long. Before you came along, where you at? What you doing down there with binoculars, Charles? Charles, what are you doing down there with binoculars, brother?
And don't be questioning her and following her the way she go to lunch every day and watching every move she make and then want to know who's that.
He's talking. All those things fall right onto what I'm saying. That falls into stalking, homie. It really does. I don't need you walking up to me talking about what's your kids and you're telling me my kid's name. We ain't on that level. How you know my kids? I take stuff like that serious, man. I don't want my actions to affect my personal life. If we are on that level, you know, you would have met the kids already or in the process of meeting them. I don't need you walking up to me why you ain't told me about your daughter down in Atlanta. Because we not on that level yet for you to know about my daughter, let alone speak to her.
The question is, when does who determines what time that becomes to know more? Is it you or is it her? Or who says what time that is?
Man, I'm not going to say that there's a set time. I'm not going to say that there's X amount of time, X amount of this, X amount of that. What I am going to say is everybody needs to know their limitations in this life. Everybody needs to know what they're working with, how they're going to work it, have a plan. Like my man always says, have a checklist. You can't just jump out the closet talking about, with all this information. You're going to spook somebody. Get a brother or sister thinking, man, you want some stalker stuff. Maybe she wasn't ready for you to meet her child yet. Maybe she wasn't ready to tell you about her child yet because y'all not on that level.
And truth be told, and some things are better than unknown anyway, because, you know, some things is better unknown, because a lot of people just can't handle the truth, and when you know too much, some people not able to accept that and understand that everybody's had a past or some form of fashion. But if you one of those people that can't handle the truth and not be judgmental, some things is best not known. So, you know, you have to be conscious of what you're doing because, you know, some things are just better left in the past. You know, if you try to build a future with somebody, you need to leave some things alone anyway. And that goes to what you're saying. Everything is not everybody's business because even if you pry, it may be some things that you really don't want to know, and then it creates more questions for you. And then when you bring it back to that person, try to get clarification, basically you've let them know that you've been prying into areas that they wasn't privy to. And then that caused a big void in the relationship right then and there.
You finally said something that I can agree with. You
Damn,
finally
I thought I've been
something
saying something relevant
sense.
All the time.
You know, need to know basis. Need to know basis. And how much do you really need to know? Because sometimes what we find out, like you said, our ego and our pride and our minds and our hearts can't handle it. Some things like me, let me tell you what's real important to me. First of all, whether or not you're HIV positive or negative, that's real important to a brother. So, as a matter of fact, I want to do a public service announcement right now. Ladies and gentlemen, condoms save lives. Please use them. Thank you. That's a message from the good folks over here. Can a player play?
So
anyway.
So you're saying if you're not approved by USDA right now, you won't talk to a person?
They better be approved by the USDA because a brother ain't trying to catch nothing.
How soon is too soon for you to find that out?
Find what out?
If she's USDA approved or not.
There is no time limit on that because that's of life-changing consequences.
Okay.
There is no time limit on that. If we haven't protected sex, that's all fine and dandy, but if we're taking it to another level, all I'm talking about today is when I say too much too soon, I'm not saying I firmly believe in checking everybody's track record. But I'm saying you take it in stages. What level are we on? Where are we going? How are we going to get there before you get to rambling off? You know, walking up to me with paperwork, you know what I mean, from TransUnion, talking about, what's this? Your credit card maxed out. What?
Yeah,
what does
shit.
That have to do with you? We ain't on that level yet.
Well, you can't buy me nothing. That's what it got to do with me.
Thank you, because that's exactly what I'd be hearing if that occurred. You can't buy me nothing.
That's
so that
good.
Tells me and you already on two different pages if, you know, you're coming up to a brother with a credit report. You know what I mean? You done run a brother's background talking
hey.
About, you know, you used to have a house at length, you dealer 0.55. That kind of stuff is just too much.
Especially if you ain't made no deposits.
You know what I mean? You got, and listen to me. Playology 101. Stripes are earned, not given. Straight up. Too many of us give our stripes too quickly, too soon to people who are not deserving. And before you get to running people's background and knowing somebody, you should find out what is your status in their life or what status you want them to have in your life.
Better make sure your background is straight.
You see, that's right. Don't throw, you know what I mean, stone at the damn glass house, homie. Because things can be misinterpreted because of, like I said, a brother like myself, you coming to me with, you know, this and that, and I'm going to be looking at you like, what? You suspect as hell. You know, I can see if a brother asks you to take out a loan or something, or a brother asks you to co-sign for something, then all bets are off because then I'm getting into your personal business, your personal domain. Like I said, there's a gray area. But if we're not on that level, we ain't conducting no business together, we ain't co-signing for no car together, no house, no nothing, you ain't got no business running a brother's credit. Too much too soon. You know, another thing about this whole too much too soon, we just started dating, you wearing the fake marriage ring. Somebody I'm taking, changing your Facebook status to engaged. And I'm looking like, what? To who? Because, you know, Facebook been falling into all this stuff now, Kate Diddy. You know, people be tickling me. Such and such is now single.
Wow. Wow.
Then 2 days later, it's back to engaged in a relationship. It's complicated. Wow. Seriously, you have to announce that on Facebook?
I mean, at the end of the day, do you really think people really give a new, you know what? That ain't got nothing to do with what's really going on out there. Nothing.
Man, I want to send a mad shout out to, you know, the good folks over there at Rap Solution Magazine. Slick Worthington, Miss Anna, what's good? I see y'all, what's happening? Rap Solution Magazine, check them out, you know. They've been rolling with us since day one, K-Dizzle.
Day one.
I see you, you know. Anyway, yeah, too much too soon. Information overload. What you digging so deep, so fast for? Yeah, there should be a screening process. We all should screen. I'm a firm believer in screening. Especially if I see you inching closer and closer to me, each step you take, I got to screen you a little more. That's the process you're for, but what a lot of y'all are doing, because every information is so readily available, y'all don't know the rules to the game. You can't bring basketball rules to a football game or football rules to a hockey game. They're rules to the game. So let Pretty Tony put you up on the rules.
How you feel about just people just straight up nosy, man? What do you think about them?
I feel that they need to mind their damn business, and what's so bad about your life, you busy digging off in somebody else's. What is it you need to know, man?
You know.
You ever notice that a lot of times when people are really nosy because they don't want to be nobody digging all up in the reality of their life. Because people with a life, and y'all can go check this, on a scale of 1 to 10, nosy people, 7 of them don't have their own house in order or their own business affairs in order because they're too busy digging off in everybody else's.
They don't have a life.
Thank you.
They don't have a life.
Because somebody who has a life is going to tell you one of the first things comes out of somebody's mouth who has a life is, you know what I mean, I got my own problems. I'm dealing with me over here. As long as you don't bring it here, it ain't my concern.
I think that nosiness and the fact that people don't have their own individual life would helps create that whole scenario with too much too soon because they fall into that. You know, they get excited or propelled into wanting to find out stuff because they're lacking in their own existence.
Wow, that sounded very profound, K. Diddy. Put that out again, brother.
You know, I mean, and it's very simple. You know, it's just people that don't have a life. They lack creativity. They lack imagination. You know what I mean? So they find themselves living through somebody else's ordeal, be it positive or negative, you know, and they get caught up in that. So it makes it very easy for them to cross those boundaries and don't know where to stop. You know, they don't even know what a stop sign is, you know what I mean? Because once you cross the line, you done went too far, then it's hard to, like, kind of stop because, you know, I crossed the line then, and then they're out there, you know, looking all stupid and shit. And the more they find out, you know, the more they want to know, and the more you find out that they found out that they shouldn't have known, then you feel like they'd have invaded and violated your privacy, and then that turns you off, and then you don't have nothing to do with them.
There you go. And then, you know, the typical defense mechanism kicks in, like, well, you know, you got something to hide. No. What is wrong with us in this day and age is people don't know how to stay in their lane. You understand? People don't know how to play their position anymore. If me and you are not on wifey status, or if a woman and a man are not on husband living together status, there's a certain lane that you're in. What you were doing with that dude at dinner last night, how you even know about that? We're not on that level. I GPSed your phone, and it said you were over at the restaurant.
That is so wild because people got all that extra time to do all that stuff and taking that instead of taking that same energy. If people took that same energy and fixed their star player, you know, they wouldn't have time to worry about all that other stuff because 9 times out of 10, it wouldn't exist if they stepped their own game up. You know what I mean? Because they significant other, whomever, wouldn't have any reason to look outside, nor would they have that doubt themselves because they're constantly putting it down. You know what I mean? So they would be secure in their own self, in their own family, friends, or significant others, their own self, you know. So if you guys don't take anything else away from the show, take this. Fix you. Let the other person be responsible for fixing them.
And that is one of the most simplistic yet prolific things that a brother can tell you. Work on yourself before you get to worrying about others. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? And that's,
Absolutely.
That's the hardest thing for people to do, is get with their star player.
Absolutely.
Get with their star player. You got to get with your star player because once you line up with your star player, you'd be like, okay, this is what works for me. This is what I'll accept. This is what I ain't dealing with. This is what I will deal with. And I understand the fear of being used and abused and wasting time, especially when you feel like the clock is ticking and all that stuff. But there are still stages to the game. You can't just, you know, we just in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter. And you're trying to act like we got 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. There's rules to the game.
Most
That's
definitely.
What I'm talking about. Too much too soon. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just said most definitely, because if people would fix themselves and stay in their own lane, a lot of that other stuff couldn't even occur. It wouldn't even begin to occur, because that alone tell them how far they can go with somebody else, too, because you know what you're going to allow in your situation. You're not going to let nobody cut you off in the middle of the block, so you also would have respect for everybody else just trying to stay in their lane, too. So, you know, it's a self-check thing as well, you know. But we got to work on that one. We got to work on that one.
Man, and that's as real as it gets right there. We definitely got to work on ourselves first, because truth be told, we ain't never going to have no measure of success or happiness in our lives and relationships if we ain't busy trying to fix ourselves, if we ain't busy trying to, you know what I mean, get the rough edges a little softened up and get some of those insecurities and jealousies in check. Because, you know, in your mind, you think you done had an aha moment, and truth be told, this might have been somebody who was into you, but when you show up talking about, why you didn't tell me about this down in New Orleans? You're like, how you know about that?
Just what? Everything just ain't everybody's business, is it, Tony? You know, don't you hate people just want to know everything? Don't even give you the opportunity to tell them what's up. And it's not because it's no secret, not because you're hiding anything. You just could have other things going on and you just haven't even gotten around to it. Not that you even need to get around to it, but people are so into you, so impressed with you, they cross that line. You know, they want to know every little thing about you, and then you feel totally violated. You're like, damn, man, I can't even talk to you about shit I want to talk to you about.
That's it.
Get a life so we can have something to talk about collectively. You know what I'm saying? Because half the shit that's in my life, I may or may not even want to talk about. So let me be the judge of that.
And it's not about deception. Like I said, I'm a firm believer in checking a track record. If we're going to spend some time together, some quality time, and put in some work together, yeah, we should check each other's track record. And, you know, Pay Diddy asked the question earlier where he was like, when is it appropriate? And I couldn't answer it at the time because I'm like, I don't know, but I think I just came up with the answer. It's appropriate to begin all that deeper screening when you've made up your mind you're going to be with somebody. When you make up your mind you're going to be with somebody, that is the appropriate time for you to be like, look, you need to know some things about me. I need to know some things about you.
But wouldn't you agree that knowing some of those things can also determine whether or not you want to be with somebody or not?
I prefer the nature part of it to take the course first. I got to see if I can stand the sound of your voice for more than 2 days, personally, because people don't think about the things I think about. Some people's voice gets to annoy me after a week.
Oh, you know, come on, man. You know they're going to put on that little baby voice for you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So 80 years old, want to talk like a damn baby, and you look mad like you want to choke the shit out of her. But not just to her. It might be to him, too, y'all, you know, because dudes be doing some old way out shit, too, man. I don't know.
And that's what I'm talking about, too much too soon. Everything ain't for everybody. You don't need to be get to digging all up in this and digging all up in that. We ain't cool like that.
No.
You know what I mean? We ain't cool like that. So like I said, and I'd like it just dawned on me as I was sitting here, and I really was thinking about the question, when is the appropriate time for me to get to knowing if you done killed your husband, you know, and all that stuff. It is when we collectively have made up our mind, because sometimes some people in their mind already made up their mind, oh, I'm be with this person while the next person is on it. Oh, I'm just getting to know you. So let me make sure I'm real clear when I say this. When we make up our mind that we're going to take it to another level is when the credit check and the background check and all that kind of stuff. Verification, checking your status becomes of importance. Before that, the only thing that's of any importance, are you disease clean?
I don't know, man.
HIV ain't for me.
I don't know. I don't know when you became French, though, man, because, you know, women's emotional clock work entirely different than men. But I think this is a good time for us to give away a copy of Who Is She, What Is She to You. Hit us up in the chat room and let us know when do you feel is the appropriate time to get that information.
Yeah, you know, I mean, good folks in the chat room. We'll get it done. Who is she? What is she to you? The new book. You know, we out here doing what we do. Positive brother, trying to do positive things, getting on our pulpit every Sunday at 2:30, tell a friend to tell a friend. Come through and let's learn something together. That's the beauty of this show. We don't know everything. We got our own issues, but we don't mind sharing what we know with you in hopes that you in turn will share your light with us. Then we'll share our light on the world together. You feel me? Yes, indeed.
Because I want to run a credit check on you right now. I want to qualify you today. You know. So we want to hear from y'all. We want to hear y'all's opinion. And the best answer, we're going to send y'all a free copy of the new book because we want to hear from y'all because, you know, sometimes we be seeing it our way and Lady Joy can't be here to represent today, but I know she's going to definitely see it a whole nother way. But we want to know here on Kind of Play a Play because I think everybody's a little
And not only that, you know, all the folks I see on the switchboard, if there's any ladies on the switchboard that want to express themselves, when do they think it's appropriate to start checking up on a brother? You know, is it when after the first time you sleep together? Is it a week? Is it a month? You know, because, you know, there are times you got to check the track record. You got to know if dude then got a couple domestic violence cases. You know, we need to know if homegirl is a stalker. I don't know if y'all ever seen the Virgin Mobile commercial when the girl said, I just texted him 52 times and I know he got it. And then, look, she's sitting in the dude's doggone closet texting him, man. That's some scary stuff. There is folks out there like that. You know,
yeah.
You at a grocery store, and, you know, dude calling somebody, you need help with the bags. You're like, what? How you know I'm at the store, boy?
GPS on you.
Oh, Ralph
Salute put,
in the chat room says, Lamont, you're funny.
She put a bug on his butt.
Too much too soon. Slow your roll, baby. You're moving too fast. For real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't forget, we got mad love for you. Don't forget, we need this. I got to make sure I say this. World Movement, www.worldmovement.com. Stick and stay, y'all. We're on the last stretch of the show. Holler at us in the chat room. Give us a call, 646-929-2870.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it, play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? I'll let your boy, one love, Pretty Tony, and I'm out.
Run, no, no. This is what I call an ordinary love. I don't want, baby, ordinary love, baby. I don't need status quo love. Gotta have good old fashioned love, baby, baby. Only found in the arms of a woman sent to me from heaven above. I gotta have sweet love, baby, both day and night. Keeps a smile on my face and keep my heart right. Cause I need a love, speak from heart to heart. Cause I want a super love joint with a woman, yeah, willing to play the part. Just like a Romeo and Juliet, baby, I want a love like that. Hey, Rapunzel, baby, let down your pretty long sexy hair. I want to be where you at.
Down to the last minute and a half of the show. We're so glad y'all decided to roll with us. You know, come back. Hang out with us next week. We're going to do it big. We're going to do it magnanimous. Me and my man, Kate Dizzle Esquire. Let him tell you where you can find him, because I know the ladies love the electrical stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hit us up always at LamontWorldMovement.com. Lamont Players University, SYGU. Check out all our good stuff, worldmovement.com. That's where you get it at.
Absolutely. You know, holler at your boy on Twitter, SELASSIESON. Jump on the Facebook. Make sure you grab a copy of the book. We're working on big things over here. Who is she? What is she to you? Tearing up the market right now. I want to thank everybody for the support. Keep the love going. Play your Step Your Game Up. Play your Ology 2.0 Revive. Dropping on y'all real soon. And I got the new secret project I'm working on. We're changing the game over here. Ain't nothing but love. But you know what? Keep spreading love. Love each other. Love yourself. Most of all, love your life. Too many of us don't love our life. You're only here for a short time. Make use of it. And, of course, love your kids, man. Above all else, love yourself.
Yeah, real quick before we go, man, we want to send love out to the Banks family. You know, our love and hearts are with you in your recent loss. Hey, everybody over here, kind of play a play, send their blessings.
For real. One love, y'all. One love.